Welcome to 30 Days to Grace. Congratulations for making this commitment and investment in yourself. By setting your intention for the next 30 days and focusing on it through a daily 30-minute practice, you will find grace, the refinement, the beauty, and the gratitude for the specific area you have chosen. I originally created 30 Days to Grace because I was having a challenge with my own home yoga practice. Even though I had dedicated space, taught yoga, and loved to practice yoga, I never seemed to get around to doing it. Today, the 30-minute practice has expanded into more than just yoga and includes setting your intention, pranayama or deep breathing, yoga poses, meditation, and journaling. This practice was designed to be accessible to anyone, regardless of your age or fitness level. Now, there is some preparation necessary before you begin your daily practice. The first thing you need to do is to set an intention for yourself for the next 30 days. Your intention is not so much a goal as a general theme, narrowing down an area of your life where you want to direct more energy to, give more focus, or change in some way. You set your intention by speaking in the affirmative and keeping it broad as if it were already happening. Some examples might be, I take good care of my physical body. I move forward in my business. I attend to my financial issues. Then every day, you focus on your intention with specific action steps that help move you forward. The second thing you need to do is to create a sacred space dedicated to your practice for the next 30 days. It needs to be large enough to accommodate your yoga mat and tall enough that you can extend your arms up over your head. It also needs to be a space that is quiet and private where you will not be interrupted. You can set up your mat and supplies in the corner of the room or get a little bit more creative and set up an altar with candles and meaningful forms and pictures if you wish. The supplies you will need to have available every day for your practice are your yoga mat, your CD player with your CD or your iPod if you choose to download it, your practice outline, and a journal. The practice is a commitment to a series of grounding and affirming activities for 30 minutes, first thing in the morning, for 30 days. Now, this is just the minimum. If you have more time or you are inspired to do more, you can expand whatever segments of the practice that you wish, but I encourage you not to skip any of them. An overview of the practice is that it is performed first thing in the morning upon rising. Now, if you cannot get to it in the morning, then I still recommend you do it sometime during your day, but the morning is preferable. Dress in layers of loose-fitting clothing. Wash your face and brush your teeth, and drink a glass of water. Then go directly to your sacred space where your supplies are already waiting for you. We begin the practice by opening to grace, a brief 5-step process to prepare you. Then we go on to pranayama, or deep breathing. Pranayama is Sanskrit for control of the breath. The first two exercises, deep breathing and 3-part breath, help you become more aware of, slow down, and deepen your breathing. The third exercise, alternate nostril breathing, allows you to balance both sides of your brain, your creativity, and your logical thinking. Then we go to 15 minutes of yoga poses. The yoga poses are meant to be done in a flow with your breath to create warmth in your body and calm in your mind. The pose itself is not as important as the fact that you keep moving and breathing. If you are unable to do a pose or get behind in the flow, you can always repeat the sequence you are more comfortable with. Next is 5 minutes of meditation. This meditation is about getting still and determining your priorities for the day to fulfill your 30-day intention. You will ask yourself a couple of pointed questions, and you will also visualize yourself moving through your day, consciously making the appropriate choices. We finish the practice with 5 minutes of journaling. Here you write openly about your experience, how you felt, what it was like, without judgment. I encourage you to write for the full 5 minutes. We end the practice with a few moments of gratitude. Now let's get started. Welcome to your 30 Days to Grace. Congratulations for showing up today. We begin by opening to grace. Sitting cross-legged, ground your sitting bones into your mat, blanket, or cushion. Lengthen your spine and neck, and relax your belly and face. Close your eyes and take a long, slow, deep breath in, and exhale even slower. Now take a moment to open to something greater than yourself. Your God, Spirit, higher power, whatever has meaning for you. Remembering your intention, breathe it in with your next inhalation. Now on your exhalation, breathe out anything not needed for your practice today. Any negativity, judgment, resistance, or distraction. Pranayama, deep breathing. Start to deepen your regular breathing. As you inhale slowly, fill your belly full of air like a big balloon, pausing at the top, and then exhale slowly and smoothly as you deflate the balloon. Repeat for 3 more breaths. Three-part breath. We inhale up to the level of our navel and pause. Then we take another sip of air and inhale to our sternum and pause. And then we inhale all the way up to our clavicle and pause. Slowly exhaling through your mouth, all the air out in reverse order. Inhale up to your navel. And pause to your sternum, to your clavicle, and exhale. Repeat for 3 more breaths. Alternate nostril breathing. This breathing allows you to balance the logical or left side of your brain with the creative or right side of your brain. Bring your right thumb to your right nostril and hold lightly as you place your right ring finger on your left nostril. The middle 2 fingers are folded in. We always start on the left, so close your right nostril with your right thumb and inhale through your left nostril. Pause. Now close your left nostril with your right ring finger and exhale through your right nostril. Pause. Inhale through your right and pause. Close your right as you exhale through your left. Repeat for 3 more times. and back to normal breathing. Yoga poses. We start in child's pose. So laying on your stomach, knees apart, outside of your rib cage, toes together. Melt your heart and your forehead into the floor. Stretch your arms out long in front of you. And as you inhale, lengthen your spine. As you exhale, bring your hips closer to your heels. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, hips to your heels. One more time, inhale, lengthen. Exhale, hips close to your heels. With your next inhalation, come onto all fours with your hands shoulder-width apart and your knees hip-width apart. Going to inhale, round up as you drop your head between your shoulders for cat stretch. And as you exhale, sway your back and look up at the ceiling for cow. Repeat two more times. Inhale, round up. Drop your head between your shoulders. And as you exhale, sway your back and look up at the sky. One more time. Inhale, round up. Exhale, sway your back. Coming back to neutral, clip your feet underneath you. Raise your hips to the sky for downward facing dog. Melt your heart towards your thighs. Stretch your arms nice and long. And start to walk your dog out a little bit, bending your right knee, looking underneath your left armpit, bending your left knee, looking underneath your right armpit, just feeling where you are this morning. Come back to center, straighten your legs without locking your knees, press your heels towards the mat, and take a couple of nice deep breaths. Melt your heart towards your thighs, feel the whole backside of your body starting to open. On your next inhalation, slowly walk your feet to your hands, coming into forward bend. Hands rest on the floor or on your shins, and weight is evenly on all four corners of your feet. Abdominals are engaged, legs engaged. Bend your knees slightly if your lower back or your hamstrings are feeling tight today. On your next inhalation, raise your arms up over your head and rise up for standing mountain pose. Strong arms, legs engaged, abdominals engaged. Exhale, hands to heart center. Release your hands to your side. Inhale, arms to the sky. And as you exhale, fold forward with a long, flat spine, long neck, hands to the floor, back into forward bend. Place your hands on your shins. Inhale, halfway up to a long spine, long neck. Exhale, back down to forward bend. Plant your hands nice and wide in front of you and inhale your right leg back. Exhale your left leg back to downward facing dog. Take a couple of deep breaths here. Inhale to high push-up position. Shoulders right over your wrist. Melt your heart. Strong engaged legs. Slowly lower yourself down to the floor, first with your bent knees, chest, and chin. Like an inchworm, hugging your rib cage with your elbows. Now straighten your legs and press your shins and the top of your feet onto your mat. Inhale, bring your shoulders to your ears and then back and down for low cobra, lifting your torso off your mat. Exhale, slowly lower your forehead to the mat. Flip your feet and come back into child's pose or low push-up. High push-up, then downward facing dog. Melt your heart towards your thighs, strong arms, strong legs. Now inhale and raise your right leg to the sky, keeping your hips even. Right leg presses to the back of the room. With grace, we engage our abdominals, bend the right knee and bring the right foot right to meet the hands for low lunge. Hands on the floor on either side of your foot, slowly move forward and backward for a couple of breaths. Now bring your left knee to your mat, raise your arms to the sky for a modified crescent lunge, making sure your front knee doesn't go past your ankle, and if it does, move your right foot a little further forward. Stay here or raise your back knee off the mat for a full crescent lunge. If your knee is off the mat, back leg is straight, back heel off your mat. Hug your shins in, arms to the sky. On your next inhale, in either version of crescent lunge, turn your back foot to a side angle, opening up your arms and your hips for warrior two. Front leg is bent in a deep lunge, back leg is straight. Left hip moves back as your front knee moves towards your pinky toe. Inhale, straighten your front leg. Exhale, bend. Inhale, straighten your front leg. Exhale, bend. One more time. Inhale, straighten. Exhale, bend. On your next inhale, place your right forearm on your right thigh and your left hand on your left hip as you open up your left shoulder and left hip to the sky for side angle. Now bring your left arm right over your left ear, creating one long line from the tips of your left fingers to the outside of your left foot. On your next inhale, bring your left hand on the inside of your front foot and your right arm comes up and over for a twist. Engage your abdominals to protect your back. Stay deep in your front lunge and breathe. Next inhalation, we come back to a side angle with your right hand on the inside of your right foot. Your right elbow presses into your right knee and your right knee presses into your right elbow. Left arm to the sky. Back leg is strong and straight. Stay deep in your front lunge. Next inhalation, come back up to warrior two and breathe. Slowly bring your right hand to the floor, followed by your left hand. Right leg comes back for downward facing dog. Take a couple of deep breaths here. Inhale to high push-up position, shoulders right over your wrist. Melt your heart, strong engaged legs. Slowly lower yourself down to the floor with your bent knees, chest, and chin, like an inchworm, hugging your ribcage with your elbows. Now straighten your legs and press your shins and the top of your feet on your mat. Inhale, bring your shoulders up to your ears, then back and down for low cobra as you raise your torso. Exhale, forehead to your mat. Flip your feet and come into child's pose, or low push-up, high push-up, downward facing dog. Melt your heart with strong arms, strong legs. Now we go to the left side. So inhale your left leg to the sky. Left heel presses the back of the room. With grace, we engage the abdominals, bending the left knee and bringing the left foot to meet between your hands for low lunge on the left side. Hands on the floor on either side of your foot. Move back and forth for a couple of breaths. Now bring your right knee to your mat, raise your arms to the sky for modified crescent lunge, making sure your front knee doesn't go past your ankle. Stay here on your knee or raise your back knee off your mat for full crescent lunge. Back leg is straight, back heel off your mat, hug your shins into the midline to give you more stability. Arms to the sky. On your next inhalation, in either version of crescent lunge, turn your back foot to a side angle, open your arms to the side and your hips to the side for warrior two. Front leg is bent in a deep lunge, back leg is straight. Right hip moves back and front knee moves toward the pinky toe. Now inhale, straighten your front leg. Exhale, bend into your lunge. Inhale, straighten. Exhale, bend. One more time. Inhale, straighten. Exhale, bend. On your next inhale, place your left forearm on your left thigh and right hand on your right hip, opening up your right shoulder and right hip to the sky for side angle. Now bring your right arm over your right ear, creating one long line from the tips of your right fingers to the outside of your right foot. On your next inhalation, bring your right hand to the inside of your front foot as your left arm comes up to the sky for a twist. Engage your abdominals to protect your back. Stay deep in your front lunge and breathe. On your next inhalation, come back to side angle with your left hand on the inside of your left foot. Your left elbow presses into your left knee as your left knee presses into your left elbow. Right arm to the sky. Back leg is strong and straight. Stay deep in your front lunge. With your next inhalation, come back to Warrior Two. Slowly bring your left hand to the floor, followed by your right. Left leg comes back for Downward Facing Dog. Take a look between your hands now and walk to the front of your mat, coming into Forward Bend. Inhale as you come all the way up to reach for the sky. And bring your hands to heart center and just pause here for a moment. Checking in with your breath, with your body, with your intention. Now standing at the top of your mat, keeping your hands at heart center, ground your left leg by engaging your left thigh and bring your right leg to tree pose by bringing your right foot to the inside of your left ankle, your left calf, or your left thigh. Open up your right hip. Keep your hands at heart center, or if you want, you can bring your arms up overhead. You can also sway your arms like branches of a tree if you wish. Release your hands back to heart center. Release your right leg down and shake out your legs. Coming to the other side. Now grounding your right leg by engaging your right thigh. Bring your left foot to your right ankle, your right calf, or your right thigh. Hands to heart center. Open up your left hip. Now you can bring your arms up over your head and even sway your arms like branches of a tree if you wish. Release your hands, bring your left leg down and shake out your legs. Now we cross our right ankle underneath our left and slowly come down to a seated position. Bring your legs straight out in front of you with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. Now slowly using your abdominals, lower your torso all the way to the ground. Bring your feet close enough to your hands so that you can brush your heels with your fingertips. Feet stay hip-width apart and knees stay hip-width apart. Thighs are very active, hugging the midline. And if you have a block, you can place one between your thighs and squeeze it. Now bring your elbows close to your rib cage. Hands come up as they face each other. Keep a little arch in your lower back. Raise your hips, your lower back, your mid-back to the sky for bridge pose. You can keep your arms as they are or bring your hands underneath of you, clasp them together, and roll your shoulders underneath of you. Open your chest, keep your neck nice and long by bringing your chin slightly towards your chest. And see if you can raise your chest a little closer to your chin. And breathe. Exhale and slowly lower yourself to the floor. Bring your knees into your chest. Arms come to a T out to either side of you. And we'll slowly twist to the right as you move your knees to the right side, keeping your gaze to the left and both shoulder blades on the floor. Two breaths here. Now coming back to center, we twist to the left as you move your knees to the left side, keeping your gaze to the right, both shoulder blades on the floor. Two breaths here. Coming back to center, extend your legs straight out in front of you, feet open, hip-width apart. Hands to your side, palms up for Savasana, your final resting pose. Meditation. Sit up nice and tall on your mat or cushion, and remembering your 30-day intention, ask yourself these questions. What is the most important thing I need to focus on, give energy to, or pay attention to fulfill my intention today? Now visualize yourself moving through your day with your intention, making the appropriate choices. Be open to whatever comes up in the next 5 minutes. And if your mind starts to wander, ask again, what do I need most today to fulfill my intention? journaling. Now write about your experiences of the practice today. How did you feel? Note both your challenges and victories without judgment. Remembering your intention, you may also want to write down any action steps you are willing to commit to today. I encourage you to write for the entire 5 minutes. Congratulations for completing your 30-minute practice today. Now bring your hands to heart center and take a moment to celebrate. Namaste. Welcome to your 30 Days to Grace. This is your time practice without instruction. Every time you hear the chime, your activity needs to change. Open to grace and pranayama. Thank you. yoga pose. meditation. journaling. Congratulations for completing your 30-minute practice today. Now bring your hands to heart center and take a moment to celebrate. Namaste.